Okay, so we are picking up on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are on the first wide line, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Pas Tsnuma Bekaara, Mevarchan Aleva Motzi. If you have bread, you have dry bread, and you put it into a bowl, the reason why you put it into the bowl is because it was so dry that you weren't able to eat it as it is. So you put it in the bowl to kind of make it softer so that you'd be able to eat it. So he says when you put that in the bowl, you make a, you still make, even though, and this is like the equivalent of putting bread into chicken soup. You're putting bread into soup, that like you put challah into soup. So he says you make a hamotzi on it. And the Gemara is going to discuss now the reason why we thought that maybe that there may be a problem with this is because the Gemara is going to be talking about when you make a bracha on the bread, if it has to be whole and complete, or if it can be already into slices. So the Gemara is talking now about, again, you put this dry bread into a bowl, and it's soaking in water, so it's going to become softer, so you make a hamotzi on it. Upliga drab chia, nyargzut drab chia. You need to be able to conclude the bracha that you're making with the bread. When you're saying hamotzi lechem and arutz, you need to be able to conclude then to break the bread apart. And since you already broke the bread apart into pieces, you no longer have the ability to be able to do that. So you're a couple minutes. We just were talking about that tiramisu dessert that we were. So he's.
Is it? It's not chocolate.
Well, anyway, so it's not the greatest dessert in the world from like just description, but I'm sure that your dessert was delicious. Yeah. Well, we could have used it as a sample for that night. Okay. So anyway, Rav Chiya says that you need to be able to have the bread when you're cutting it, you need to have it. And since you already have it, if you're already breaking it apart, you're putting it into this water, it's not going to be whole anymore. It's only going to be in pieces. You're not able to make a bracha on anymore. Maskevah Rava. So Rava asked a question. He said, Maishna Tsnuma Delo. What's the reason that we say that by dry bread, that Rav Chiya says that you're not able to make hamotzi on it because it's not whole anymore. It's already kind of like soaking in this water. Because when you're finishing making the bracha of hamotzi lachem in haaretz, you're already making it on a piece that's broken rather than on a whole piece. Ki kagamra apasnami. When you make a bracha on a regular piece of bread, if you have a loaf of bread, you're also not making it on a whole loaf of bread. Why? Because ki kagamra aprusa gamra. Because when you finish making the bracha, he holds that you're supposed to finish the bracha. You're supposed to be slicing the bread already. So by the time you finish the bracha, you're no longer going to have a whole loaf of bread anymore. So what's the difference whether it was soaking in water to make it more edible and it's already in pieces, or if you have a whole loaf and when you're cutting, you're making hamotzi lechem in haaretz and you're already starting to slice into the bread when you say hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Adam, we're turning on to Chaf Tesem Abayis at the top. Rava says, the first you make the bracha, which is what we hold. You make the bracha in its entirety, and then you slice the bread afterwards. Nardai Adi Krabchia. Nardai holds like Rav Chiya that you are supposed to do it with the same time that you're finishing the bracha. Rabbanan Avdi Karava, and the Rabbanan hold like Rava that say that you're supposed to finish making the bracha completely before you start cutting apart the bread. Ravina, and Ravina said, Amarli aim that my mother told me, because Ravina was an orphan, his father had died, so he was an orphan. And everything that all of his father's minhagim, his mother would tell him what he used to do. So he said that my mother told me that Avucha Avik Rav Chiya, that your father did like Rav Chiya, that he would do it at the same time. He would be slicing the bread at the time that he was finishing the bracha. Da'am Rav Chiya, You need to finish it with the breaking of the bread. Rabbanon avdi karava, but the Rabbanon hold like Rava. V'hilchasa karava da amar mevarech rachach. But say that Allah is like Rava, that you first make the bracha in its entirety and then you cut the bread afterwards, which is what we paskin. And this comes up on Shabbos when we talk about on Shabbos what you're supposed to be doing, that you're supposed to just make a little bit of a mark where you're going to be cutting the challah, but you're supposed to make a bracha on the shah, on a whole piece of challah. You wait until you finish making the bracha, and then afterwards you slice it. And Tosa says that not only are you supposed to wait until you finish making the bracha before you start slicing the challah, but he also says you're supposed to wait until the people, if you have people sitting around the table with you, you should wait until they say amen. So give it like a 2-second break after you make the bracha so that they could say amen, and then you start cutting the challah. Itmar. Hevilufnem psichin ushalem. Now, this Gemara is going to be talking about now, is it preferable to make a bracha on something that is more chashiv, it's more important to you, or is it better to make a bracha on something that's a shalem, that's whole? What's better? Like, if you have a large loaf of bread that's you know, a very nice large loaf of bread, and you have a small little roll next to it, so what's the preference that you're supposed to make in the bracha on? So, Itmar, hevilufnem psichin ushalem. They brought before someone to make a bracha, they brought before him pieces of bread and a whole loaf. And again, in order to understand the difference, let's say they were talking about like it's a small little roll versus a very nice piece of challah. Like let's say Shabbos day that's not a good example. Let's say it's during the week when you don't need shleimim. But let's say you had started the night before, you had cut a half a loaf of bread into a good sourdough. Sourdough is a great challah. So you had a half a sourdough left, and you have a small little roll there also. So what are you supposed to make the bracha on? You make it on the roll? Or do you make it on this on the sourdough, which is nicer and it's better? Amrav Hanam Avarich Al Psisin Upatras Hashlem. You should make a bracha on the larger loaf of bread that you have. That's pieces. You make a bracha on that, and that's going to pater you from having to do anything. If you want to eat the roll later, you're going to be fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlema Mitzvah Min Amochar, that it's better to make the preferred way of doing the mitzvah is to make it on something that's shalim, that's whole. So that's what you should be doing. You should make on the roll first, and then afterwards you can eat the slices of bread that you have left over. Aval Prusa Shochitun Shlema Mitzvah. But let's say the first part we were talking about where let's say wheat. Okay, you had a wheat roll and you had a wheat challah that was there. So you had a half a wheat challah and you had a whole wheat roll. And the Gemara was asking which one do you make a bracha on. The Gemara is going to say now, but if you have pieces of let's say you have wheat pieces of bread and you have a barley roll, you have a whole roll of barley and a barley challah and you have a half a loaf of wheat bread. So wheat bread is considered to be a better quality. So, everyone says that you're supposed to make a bracha on the half of a loaf, which is a higher quality material, than instead rather than making it on the barley roll, which is going to be it's an inferior quality. Amar Rav Yimer Baraba Ketanayim. We have the same. This machlokas is also machlokas Tanayim. Whether you're supposed to do it on pieces or whether you're supposed to do on a shalem, on a whole one. Because we learned Tarman Batzel Katan Shalem Avlo Chatzi Batzel Gadol. If you have to give, you have the option of giving truma now. So the question is, you give truma on a very large onion that was sliced. Let's say you have a half a large slice of onion, or do you have a very small onion that's next to it? Which one are you supposed to give the truma on? So the Mishnah says that you're supposed to give the truma should be done on the larger half onion rather than the other way. You're supposed to give the truma on the small onion, which may be not as nice, rather than doing it on the larger onion, because it's a shalem, and shalem is considered to be more chashev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo, ki elachatzi batzel gadol, it's better to do it on the half of the large onion, and this is what the argument is. My la b'ha kamiflagi, the marsavar chashev adif, that the Tana Kama holds that you go by, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go by what's chashev, and since the half an onion is more chashev than the smaller onion, so you give the truma on that. Umar Sava Shalem Adif, and the other one holds that no, that it's more important to do on shalem, that completeness is more chashev, and therefore you would give the truma from the onion.
So, what way is it more chashev in this case?
What?
And what way is it more chashev? Which the onion?
Which one? Shalem. If you have the onion, meaning if you have a half an onion that's sliced, that's not as desirable, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as having like a full onion that's a smaller onion that has not been cut yet.
So one is shalem that I get, but the other one is what? The other one is chashev because of.
It's a large onion.
The size, or maybe
it could be also the quality of onion is different. You know, maybe there's different types of onions, so you have a larger. Better quality. Adam, your hands like Adam, just like you know. Yeah. Okay. So if you have this half an onion that is larger, that's going to be better than if you have like the small little dinky onion that you know that someone just pulled out of the ground. Okay. So Gemara says, "Hey, chadika kain kuli amalo pligi the chashev adiv." So again, what happens with truma? The idea with truma is you give the truma. And then you take the truma and you're supposed to give it to the kohen. So hecha deika kohen, when you have a kohen who's available right away, kuli amalo pligi the chashev adif. Everyone agrees that you go with what's chashev, which means that you would take the larger cut onion and you would give that to the Kohen because it's not going to spoil, even though it's already been sliced, but because the Kohen's right there, you're able to give it to him. So everyone agrees that you give it to the Kohen right away. Ki pligi, the lack of Kohen, they argue in a case where the Kohen is not there. So the Tanan, Kamakam Shiesh Kohen, Taramin Ayafir, wherever the Kohen is available right away, then you take from whatever is the better product that you have available. Again, even if, let's say, it would be like a half of an onion that's been sliced, you would give that because you can give it to the Kohen right away. V'chamakam she'ein Kohen, but if, let's say, you're taking the Truma, you have the obligation to separate Truma, whether a Kohen's available or not. You may have to set it aside and give it to the Kohen later, and it could even be that by the time you give it to the Kohen later, it's going to be no good, but you have an obligation to set aside Truma. But so if the Kohen is not available, everyone says, Torim and Amiskayim, you have to take the Truma from whatever is going to last longer. So it could be that in that case, let's say you had a very nice half-cut onion, and you had a very small onion that was not as nice, but it was whole. It could be that if the coin's not available, you would have to take that smaller onion because that's going to last longer. It's not going to spoil. Again, they didn't have refrigeration back then, so it could be that the smaller onion is going to last longer. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Tarim Elamin Yafa. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't make a difference whether the coin is available or whether the coin is not available. You take from whatever the nicer product is. That is what you're going to take the truma on. So again, in the case that we're talking about now, he says you would take this half an onion, set it aside for what you would take the truma from that and set it aside, even if it's not going to end up lasting until you're able to find a Kohen, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Bireshamayim, Yotzi De Shneyan, and so getting back now, the Gemara is going to get back now to what's the halacha if you have a slice of bread or you have a roll. What are you supposed to be making? What should you do? Should you do it on the half slice, the half a loaf of bread, or should you do it on the smaller roll that's available? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Bireshamayim, Yotzi De Shneyan, he's going to do both of them. Umanu Bar Deravina, and it's talking about Mar Deravina, that what did he do? The Mar Deravina, Miniach Prusa Besocha Shlema Uvotzea, that he would put it, the Gemara says that he would put it inside the other one. Rashi says it doesn't mean he put it inside the other one, it means he put it under the other one. So you would take the half a loaf of bread, he would take the roll, he would put them together, he would make the bracha on the two of them, because as we learned a few days ago, that when you make the bracha, you're supposed to put all 10 fingers around the challah when you're making the bracha on it, because there's 10 words in the bracha of Hamotzi Lachem in Haaretz. So you put all your fingers around both the half a loaf of bread and the roll, and you'd make the bracha on both of them, and that way it's not a question of which one you make the bracha on, because you're doing both of them at the same time. Tani Tano Kamed Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And how do we see that this was a good thing that he was doing? Because we learned, Meniach Prusa Besoch HaShleima Votziyah Mavarech, because we learned that when someone has, again, a larger piece of bread, and then he has a roll with it, you put them together, and you make the bracha. So Amar Leh, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to this person who said it, he said to Mashmecha, what's your name? Amar Leh, Shalman. He said, my name is Solomon. So Amar Leh, he said to him, Shalom ata ushlema mishnasecha shesamta shalom bein hatamidim. You're named well, because he says your peace, your shalom, and what you're teaching is also shalom, because you're settling an argument that there was going on about which one you're supposed to make the bracha on, and you're settling the argument by telling over that you would put the two of them together and you would make the bracha. Okay, next. Amra Papa, Hakom Odom Pesach Shemeniach Prusa B'Sok Shleima Botzeh. Everyone agrees that on Pesach, you're supposed to take, again, on Pesach, what do? We have the three matzahs when it's time to do the mitzvah matzah. You drop the bottom one, and you're left with the top matzah, with the Kohen matzah, and with the broken Levi matzah. You're left with that. So everyone agrees that on Pesach night, you're supposed to take the top whole matzah and the middle broken matzah together, and you make a bracha on them at one time. My time, and what's the reason? Lechem Oni Ksiv, because it says that the night of Pesach, you're supposed to be eating Lechem Oni, and indeed, having broken matzah, there's no better, there's no more Lechem Oni than that. Amar Rav Abba, Ubishabbos Chayav Adam Lotzoa Al Shteki Karos. And on Shabbos, a person has to make a bracha over two whole loaves. My Taima Lechem Mishnah Ksiv, because it says when it was talking about the man that was given to them. So in Parshas B'Shalach, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, if you want to remember when it's gift time. So Parshas B'Shalach, it says that when the man was there, and they would, it says Lechem Mishnah, that they would get a double portion on Friday. So therefore, we do Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. You're supposed to have two shleimim when you're making when you're doing Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. I'm Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, Dinakit Tarti Vatzachara. I saw Rav Kahana would take two pieces of bread together, and to make the bracha, but he would only cut one of them. That, again, that's which is what we do now. Also, we make that little incision on the bottom challah. On Friday night, we put the other challah on top of it. We make the bracha, and then we cut the bottom one. Rav Zeira Havabata, Akula Shirusa, and Rav Zeira, when he was eating, he would break off a very large piece of challah, whatever he was planning on eating during the meal, so he would break off like that entire piece to be able to eat it during the meal. So Amar Li Ravina Ravashi, welcome Eschazi Karav Tanusa, but by doing that, it looks like he's some sort of it's uncouth. It's not classy to be sitting there and then, you think of these barbarians that would drink out of them, the big goblets with the wine that's splashing all over their face, and they'd be sitting there and taking a big chunk of bread while eating. So it says that's the way he would eat it. Didn't look good. So he said to him, Amalei, kiven the chol yom alo ka'avid hachi, since every day he doesn't eat like that, v'idna ka'avid, but now on Shabbos he is doing that, lo michli karav tenusa, so it doesn't look like he's really being So someone who's eating like with an unappetizing manner, but again, at my house in dessert, I take a very large piece of dessert for the same reason, because I don't eat like that during the week. So I just cut extra large slices when it's dessert time. One more piece of Gemara. Vami Rasi ki hava misramuluhu rifta de ruva. It used to be that when you would have the ways that they used to live, they used to have like a large courtyard, and they used to have little houses, they used to have houses, were all in the same courtyard. So in order that people should be able to carry on Shabbos, what they used to do is everyone would take a piece of challah, they would put it into one house in the courtyard, and then they'd be able to, and that way they'd be able to carry. So Rav Ami Rav Asi, you have Mishrami Luhu Rifta De Ruva, that Rav Ami Rav Asi, they would have this Eruv, the bread that was being used to make the Eruv on Shabbos that they could carry. They would use that very challah that was used for the mitzvah of Eruv, they would use that challah also so that they should be able to make the motzi on Shabbos. Amri, and they said, since we did one mitzvah of the Eruv, so let us also do another mitzvah now also of making the motzi on it, which is the same thing we find like... which is where the minhag comes from now, that when Erev Pesach, that a person takes his lulav when they're doing bir chametz, because again, you've done one mitzvah with the lulav, so you're doing it again now when you're kindling the fire, you're supposed to be doing that. That's a minhag to do that on Erev Pesach. Okay, we will stop here.
Erev Tavshilin also?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah.